Not now, Fifi. Oh, I worked like a dog for 45 years till the day of my retirement. Then we moved down south to the land of dreams in a posh high-rise apartment. The wife promised we'd have the time of our lives, living high and fancy free. But to give me a little something to do, she bought a poodle dog for me. Now life is poodles as usual every morning, poodles as usual all day long. I thought when I'd retire, there'd be slippers by the fire. Somehow my dreams went wrong. Poodles as usual after midnight. Sometimes I'm up till three. This living fancy free is just a fallacy. It's the loss of liberty. Oh, I used to say good morning to the neighbors across the way. But now we greet each other with the poodly-oodly-ay. Poodles as usual every morning, poodles as usual all day long. A guy could flip his noodle, babying a poodle. Each day's the same old song. Poodles as usual after midnight. It's getting the best of me. As far as I can see, this living fancy free is a canine victory. Oh, the folks next door own a poodle. His name is Robespierre. Fifi slipped her leash one day. Now we've got poodles to spare. Poodles of poodles in the morning, poodles of poodles all day long. I thought I'd live in clover, but my poodles runneth over, and the darndest things go wrong. Poodles of poodles after midnight, it's a conspiracy. I worked like a dog for 45 years. Now the dogs are working me, but gosh, I love them. Now the dogs are working me.
From the east and they come from the west. They had this competition to see who had We got no coup at all. No je ne sais quoi. Look at me in the corner. I'm looking my boss. I'm looking my boss. You use the power in me, and you make a puzzle face. But man, you better not knock it till you try the taste. Got a darn good taste. I really like that taste. It's got a real swell taste. Bad doggy. You think that's gross? That's nothing. Come on and get this. This is how I say hi to a bitch. I just walk up to her, I snort her in the tush. I wag my tail a few times and bite her behind a bush. And if she barks, stop and no, even after I'm big, I just run back to my master and hump the shit right out of his leg. He's got an arm and leg, I really like his leg. He's got a real swell leg.
And welcome again to National League Dog Ball. This is Ron Stevens with your play-by-play, along with Joy Gridnick joining us for today's game here at the park.
And you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day for Dog Ball, Ron. We have over 42,000 fans joining us here in the park, and they are ready for Dog Ball action.
Yes, they are, Joy. And you can hear the crowd cheering now as Hinsky comes to the mound with a miniature white poodle for the opening pitch. And behind the plate, catching for Hinsky is John Gurdy. And I might say one of the best dog catchers in the league today, Joy.
Right, Ron.
And back at the mound, Hinsky reddies himself as he wipes his brow with the poodle. And coming up to lead off at the plate is Jackson with Hinsky at the mound. And Jackson at the plate and Hinsky at the mound. And the windup. The pitch. High a little inside. Dog one.
Notice how Hinsky likes to hold the dog by the hind legs, Ron. That gives him better leverage on the pitch and a good curve on that dog. It's a habit he picked up back in his early days, pitching schnauzers in Kentucky. And he's looking mighty good with that boodle.
Yes, he is, Joy. And Hinsky readies himself with a windup. He throws hard. And Jackson connects with that dog fly. Holy cow, Jackson's out first, not his wet second, and nobody can catch that poodle.
A good solid hit for Jackson, Ron.
Yes, it was, Joy. And let's see that play once again in slow motion. Holy cow, look at that dog fly.
And we'll be back with more dog ball action after this.
We asked Mrs. June Metz of El Monte, California to take our taste test.
Mrs. Metz, which do you prefer, the one on the left or the one on the right?
This one here.
Can you describe the taste for us, Mrs. Metz?
Well, it's moist and chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, wet and soggy, I'm not sure which. It seems to be making its own gravy in my mouth.
Okay, now let's take the label off and see which dog food you chose, Mrs. Metz.
Dog food?
Look,
dog
you chose
food.
New Fido Meal, super moist and super chewy. Fido Meal, preferred by 8 out of 10 dog owners in our Fido Meal taste test.
I don't own a dog.
That's okay.
Moist and chewy Fido Meal.
Baseball cards, but they're now in the garbage in my backyard.
Which took me 10 years to collect, and just 10 minutes were totally wrecked.
My baseball cards came to an end in a couple of gulps by now.
My darn dog, that stupid Bow Wow, turned my baseball cards into puppy chow. I left the doggy door open last night. My stupid dog came in for a bite. I call him Jaws because he eats everything in sight. My feller, my rookie Ozzie Smith, my 3D hologram card of Fred McGriff, Fingers Fox, Fozzie-O, and Old Ty Cobb, Louie Aparicio, the Gibson's Kirk and Bob, Bart, Mason, Mantle, and even Norm Cash are now out back in a pile of trash. What's worse all, I'm really dying. My dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, a rare 68 rookie and artifact, and he turned it into a midnight snack. I asked how a god when my baseball cards are now a dog spit wad.
There went my investment every last dime when my canine decided to die.
That Pinky Mutt makes me want to scream. He had complete sets almost every team. I had tops and flares, all classics, but they're now somewhere in my dog's gut. That furry four-legged bottomless pit chewed my baseball cards into kibbles and fits. What he didn't eat is covered with puppy spit. Darling Dibbles, DiMaggio's, Dom and Joe, Roberts, Raider, Riddick, Rose, and Can't Say Go, Baker Boggs, Bobby Brown, and Big John Kruk, a Bob Welch rookie worth $1,000,
Larkin, Law, Lava, Jetto, Griffey's dad and son, and Maris hitting his 61st home run.
But the worst of all, what's got me crying, my dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
I had a Bobby Tolan card with his picture upside down, Ebbets Field Polo Grounds, and the old St. Louis Browns, Valenzuela, Van Slyke, Barbara Coleman, and Rizzuto with Vinny and the Mike. Williams drew the musial, a favorite to the fans, Fender Carving, David Green, and other also-rans. But the biggest role of all, the one that's got me sighing, my doggy, Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
He ate Gilliam, Williams, Billy, and Ted. Clemens, Klein, and Clark, both Will and Fred. Steve Garvey, Harvey Keene, and Pee Wee Reese's now chewed up in little pieces. Robertson, Wilbur, Jackie Brooks, and Frank. Hunter, Dizzy Dean, and Jesse Hanks. He ate the whole darn baseball Hall of Fame. Killabrew, Powell, Google, Crisis, Lou Gehrig, Kovac, Steve Sachs, Classic, Yogi Berra, Bill Terry, Gaylor Perry, and Darryl Straw, Barry, Max Carey, Lazari, and the Wright, George, and Harry.
I want a new dog. I want an earthquake. I want to teach it to pee on my newspapers. I don't want it to pee on my rugs. I don't want it climbing all over my lamps. I don't want it shedding all over my furniture. I want a good dog. I want an earthquake.
Here comes the Fight Dog!
Hey man, who are you calling fat, huh? I'll have you know I lost 8 pounds since January. I'm not ashamed of it, I'm not proud of it, it's just the way it is. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yes, it's me again, the Bit Slap Guy. And since we are in the dog days of August, what better time to bring you a collection of dog songs? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. We started with Poodles as Usual. And that was Herb and Alana Ayers. Don't ask me about them, I won't tell you because I don't know. Followed by The Pranksters and Dog Show. Life in a Blender after that. Dogs Know How to Do It. And they certainly do. And that's from an album called Welcome to the Jelly Days from 1988. A couple of pieces from Stevens and Gridnick. We heard Dog Ball and Fido Meal. I'm looking up the rules for Dog Ball as we speak. I will let you know when I find something. It's from an album called Retail Comedy at Wholesale Prices. Those two have been married for some odd 30 years. They're still on the radio somewhere around St. Louis. They did a gig here in New York for a while. You remember them? Of course you do. After that, Scary Gary Allen. My Dog Ate Nolan Ryan. We all have a story like that. Gary is also known as Gary Allen Kleinman, who, best I could find out, he's currently in a Heart tribute band. That's right, Heart. The band is called Dreamboat Annie, and I was unable to find out whether he's Ann or Nancy. And then we had Someone Anonymous, I Want a New Dog. And I scraped all my newspapers trying to find dog songs, and I found basically all of them. Up next is the most classical classicist of dog songs. You know what I'm talking about. No introduction is necessary. I'll be back to tell you a little bit about it eventually. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's all right, mama. Shake your baby swing. Do the left, do the right, do it again and then. Let's get it started, just do what you please. Let's get it going, all your hands and knees. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get down and do it like a dog. Bump and grind it, baby, come on, let's do some shaking. Got to get it going on like pigging, making, bacon. Feel the music pumping, don't break it, baby, shake it. And bend your body to the feet, bend over, baby, take it. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get it down and do it like a dog. Do it up and down. I'm giving it, you're taking it. I won't stop now. I know you're only begging. And don't you sit like a bomb on a locker. The only way to do it is to do it like a dog. That's alright, mama. Shake your thing and swing. To the left, to the right. Do it again and sing. Let's get it started. Do what you please. Let's get it going. Down on your hands and knees. Down on the floor. Down on the dance floor. Let's get it down and do it like a dog. Pump your big behind. Come on, push it, roll the cushion. Move it in and out. Don't beat around the bush. And don't tell me that I'm a dirty hawk. Cause the only way to do it is to do it
like a dog.
Bump and grind it, baby. Come on, let's do some shaking. Got to get it going on. Like big is making, baby. The music pumping, don't break it, baby, shake it. And push your body to the beat. Bend over, baby, take it. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get down and do it like a dog.
Would you ever consider taking advantage of this possibility of actually having the face of a dog for a brief period of time?
No.
All right, tell us honestly.
I just wouldn't consider it.
Well, what would be difficult? What would be changed in your life if you had the face of, let's say, a collie?
I don't know. People would think I was very strange, that's for sure.
Well, what would be your reaction personally? Try and be totally objective about it. If a friend of yours suddenly, you know, try and be objective. If a friend of yours suddenly appeared with the face, the head of a collie.
I feel sorry for him.
You wouldn't be interested in the scientific basis of it?
Well, you might raise some questions in my mind how it ever happened, yes.
What would you ask him?
I don't know that I would ask him. I wouldn't, and I don't know that I'd approach him.
Would you go over and pet his head?
If you yourself liked dogs, would you?
No, I don't think I would. Uh-uh.
If his head was that of, an attractive dog, you mean to say you wouldn't show any outward manifestation of warmth and fondness?
No.
If you had the face of a dog, would you want someone to pat you? If you had it?
I don't know. How can you answer a question like that?
Would you be willing to have your face changed? And we could do it. We have a station wagon here with equipment.
No, I wouldn't be willing.
Why? For that of a dog, and we could do it within a short period of time.
No, thanks.
Tell us why, please. Do you understand what we're asking you?
I'm satisfied with my own face.
You haven't had a dog face.
No.
We think we can do this. A lot of people dispute it, but we honestly think we can do it, and we'd like to prove it. We think we have the formula. Would you go along with it? Would you give us a chance to show others that we're not wrong?
No.
Do you know what we're asking you to do?
I don't know, but I think I have an idea.
What is it?
Now you have got me puzzled.
What have we been talking about?
You've been talking about the facial changes of human beings. You want to change the facial features on my face, right?
And do what with it?
Make it look like a dog.
That's right. You've agreed then.
I have agreed that that's what you want to do.
No, agreed you would let us do it.
No.
Yes, you said you would. You said we wanted to give you the facial characteristics of a dog. We do. And we've been working on this for years. I mean, this isn't something we just did overnight. We didn't come out here to be criticized. We can give people these faces. We can give you long shaggy hair and a long snout of a collie. And that's nothing to be... to kid around about. We want to do it. Please.
No, I'd rather not.
You don't want to what?
No, I would rather not go along with that.
And have the face of a collie?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't want one. Come on. Come on, fellas.
This is a joke.
Way down south in Tennessee, where the oak trees grow so high, every night when the moon is bright, you can hear them hound dogs cry. With a two-barrel gun and a carbide light, you can tell where I will be. Hunting by the light of the moon way down in Tennessee. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon, get to your den. There's something bound to happen. More rattle the train again.
Whee! Yeah!
There was a man from Alabama who said where he was at. The coons got big as old hound dogs, they was so broad and fat. I said, my boy, that ain't no coon, I'm a-telling you right now. My uncle used to work two coons to a three-horse riding plow. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon, get to your den. There's something bound to happen, old Rattler Street again.
Well, here he is over here at this tree, boys. Come on over here. Let's get over there and get him.
Can't we quiet them dirt dogs down?
Yeah, do that.
Hey, Brownie, shine your light on him. Oh, well, let's get Grandpap to go up in the tree.
Yeah. Give me a boost here.
Yeah, help him up there.
Get up in that tree.
Yes, sir. Get him up in that tree there. Let's get him up there.
Got your light on him?
Yeah, I'll shine my light right up there on him.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey, Louie.
Don't miss him.
Louie, get your gun.
Okay, I got it.
I ain't gonna miss him. No.
Hey, wait, you boys are shooting at me in place of the coon getting
down. Come on down here, Grandpa.
Let me get back down here. I never did see the light. You can't tell me from a coon. Who ever heard of such a thing? Get out of here. Now, when I die, I wanna lay where I'll be sure to hear the voice of my old coon dog come ringing in my ear. And I hope if I get way up there where an angel I will be, I hope I'll shoot that wily coon like I did in Tennessee. Don't you hear them woods ringing? Mr. Coon, get to your den. There's something bound to happen. Old Rattler Street again.
A savage hunting dog. The dogs are sleek and trim and mighty lucky, 'cause all day long they sleep just like a log. But when the sun has gone behind the mountain, they stir and snarl and bellow at the moon. Their spirits are wild and bubbly like a fountain, 'cause they know they'll soon be running after coon. The wild dogs of Kentucky, the wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky. The grass is dancing wildly in the meadows to the tune of hounds a-baying from afar. Old coon is scared and trembling in the shadows. He's wishing he was hiding on a star. Here come the dogs a-flying through the field, with coon a-streaking for the brush and trees. They know that coon's a mighty tasty meal. Oh, their savage howls the devil's blood would freeze. The wild dogs of Kentucky, the wild dogs of Kentucky. Oh, 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 oh. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky.
The piney woods are deep and dark and spooky, but dogs rush in where humans fear to tread. There's Pal and Pard and Jinx and Spot and Lukey. They'll never rest till Coon's a lion dead. The chase is long and hard and finally ended. They've treed poor Mr. Coon down by the stream. They're waiting for the shotgun man to end it. And they're snarling, yapping, yelping's like a dream. The wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky.
Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog. I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground. If you don't stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. Egg-sucking dog, you're always a-hanging around, but you better stay out of my hen house, you dirty old egg-sucking hound.
My dad gave me a brand new bike, a streamlined one of blue, with silver lined for trimming and with all the extras too. I looked it over, but I knew it never could repay for what my daddy did to me. He gave my dog away. I know dogs are a lot of work if folks don't want them there. They have to feed and water them and house them too with care. But it was fun for me because we'd always romp and play, but without asking me at all, Dad gave my dog away. I hurried home from school last night, and with the usual glee, I sped to Bruce's little house, but he didn't rush to me. And I asked Dad if he had seen Bruce, but Dad, he wouldn't say, and Mother told me afterwards, Dad gave my dog away. I know a new bike cost a lot and would please many boys, but I would gladly trade mine for small Bruce's playful noise. And though I thank both Mom and Dad and they thought me quite gay, I hurried to my room to cry. Dad gave my dog away. Dad says that boys outgrow such things as counting dogs their friends. He says that I'll have to learn that all childish hurts do mend. And so he bought the bike for me. It stands there, blue and gray. But it's just a reminder that he gave my dog away. When I'm grown and have a lad who'll want a dog instead of costly bikes and other things, I'll never turn my head. I'll think of all the grief I knew when I came out to play. And old small paws pounced on my knees. Dad gave my dog away. send me another dog because Dad gave my dog away.
I've got a dog that I've had a long time. Well, he's a great old hound. He usually acts just fine. But he gets crazy every night when the sun goes down. He's frisky and itchy where he can't scratch. He starts dragging his butt. He's a butt-scooting doggy. He's a mild-mannered dog. He don't sit and beg, and when company comes, he don't hump their legs. He's got one bad habit, that's been wearing our carpet out. Well, I guess there is no end to dragging his rear end on the floor all over the house. He's a butt-scootin' doggy. Well, you boy, stop, boy, come on, Rover, quit that butt-scootin'. Yeah, stop that, quit that, stop before you leave tracks, you little butt scoot. Ah, sit down, get down, or it's a pound, you butt scootin' doggy. After watching my dog scoot through the neighborhood, I tried it myself and it felt pretty good. So I do-si-do'd my butt across the old dance floor. Everybody drop your pants, it's a brand new line dance. We're gonna be a little sore, we're doing the butt scootin' doggy. So hey guys, hey gals, get down and do some butt scootin'. Scoot here, scoot there, try it in your underwear, let's butt scoot. Oh, take a while, a big smile, it's doggy style, we're butt scootin' doggy. Yeah, yeah, boy, stop, boy, come on, Rover, quit that butt scoot. Yeah, stop that, quit that, stop before you leave tracks, your little butt scoot. Oh, sit down, turn around, or it's a pound, your butt scootin' doggy.
All right, usually I like to paraphrase these things, but today I'll just read the Wikipedia page because it's just too hot. I'm just too freaking lazy. The Romans referred to the dog days as Dies Caniculatus and associated the hot weather with the star Sirius. They thought Sirius to be the dog star because it's the brightest star in the constellation Canis Major, large dog. Sirius is also the brightest star in the sky besides the sun. Dog days originally were days when Sirius rose just before or at the same time as the sun, which is no longer true, owing to something called precession of the equinoxes. I invite you to look that up. The Romans would sacrifice a brown dog at the beginning of the dog days to appease the rage of Sirius, believing that the star was the cause of the hot, nasty weather. Dog days were popularly believed to be an evil time when the seas boiled, wine turned sour, dogs grew mad, and all creatures became languid, causing to man burning fevers, hysteric, and frenzies. So in that vein, we brought you Fluffy from Gloria Balsam, the ultimate in dog songs. Check my playlist page out for a couple of links to websites with her. We continued with Dean Milan, Do It Like a Dog, Dog Phase from Coil and Sharp. They were a San Francisco radio duet that used to do gag interviews on the street and stuff. Grandpa Jones, Old Rattlers Treat Again. Grandpa Jones was a regular on Hee Haw, originally from Niagara, Tennessee. Nervous Norvis after that. The Wild Dogs of Kentucky. And Johnny Cash, The Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog. T-Texas Tyler, Dad Gave My Dog Away, and Butt Scootin' Doggy from Barry Martin. I love those romantic little tunes. Barry was a big pal of Rodney Carrington. So also check out my playlist page for links to other things too. On some of those, I'm trying to get back into my YouTube-ness. So, all right, so we bring you more now. Please stand by. There are dogs in the area.
And I'm here to sing about a great American dog, Black Lassie. Hit it, Carl. She was born in the Detroit ghetto during the riots of 65. Her daddy was a big fat alley rat, but he could lick a dog twice his size. Her mama was a long-legged Afghan, and she came from the high-class part of town. But late at night, when the moon got bright, her and the rat really went to town. Black Lassie, fat and sassy, she started poor, oh, but now she's rich. She's the queen of the doggy world. Oh, Black Lassie is a ghetto. But I'm talking about Black Lassie. Now I want everybody to listen while Carl plays with his wah-wah. Carl and his Wawa. Thank you very much, Carl. That's just fine. You can stop now, Carl. Carl, you can stop now.
Give me that Wawa, Carl. You ever try to play while I'm singing about a great American dog?
Black Lassie, fat and sassy. She started poor. Ah, but now she's rich. She's the queen of all the doggies in the world. Because of Black Lassie, she's a ghetto. Ah, but I'm talking about Black Lassie, a great American, half dog, half rat. Don't mess with her because she's a real... Oh, shut up yourself! I wasn't gonna say, bitch! I'm talking about Black Lassie! Oh, I can just see little Jimmy now standing in front of that liquor store calling his dog. Here, Black Lassie! Here, Black Lassie! Come over here, girl! Get out that trash can! Come over here! Woo! You stink! Where you been? In that sewer playing with Ben again? Come over here, girl. I got a cheeseburger for you. That's not sit up. Oh, that's a good girl.
Oh, and a bad bow wow. Yeah, I'm a bad old. I just love to have the moon.
Where did he go? Has anybody seen my dog? Has anybody seen my dog? He's gone and left me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why'd he ever have to go? Has anybody seen my dog?
What's the matter?
Has anybody seen my dog?
Tell me what happened.
He's left me crying. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why'd he ever leave me so?
What did he look like?
He was not fancy.
No.
Collared or curled, strolling the avenue. He was a real dog.
Yeah.
Faithful and true. And now he's left me. Boo, hoo, hoo.
Don't cry.
Has anybody seen my dog?
Did you love him?
I love him so much. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why'd he ever have to go?
Don't worry, I look for him. Oh, there he is. There he is.
That's not a dog. That's a cat.
A cat. Scat. Cat, you want the doggy? Oh, there's the doggy.
Was not foolish.
I didn't say he was.
Or fickle, or mean, or evil, or insincere. He hurt my feelings.
Oh.
I'm crying out loud for him, and he's not here. Has anybody seen? Has anybody seen my dog?
Oh, doggy.
Has anybody seen my dog?
Oh, are you sure you loved him?
I love him so much, whoa, 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 why'd he ever have to go?
Oh, don't cry, I don't look for him. There he is now. Oink, oink, oink.
No, that's a pig.
A pig, oh no. Oh, there he is.
No, that's a cow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's your doggy.
Oh, here's my doggy. Oh, my doggy came back. Hello, doggy. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Look at my doggy broken.
Oh, he's so cute.
Rascal is the dog and he ain't too bright. Me and Rascal was sitting on the couch last night when my woman come in and she started to cry. She looked at us with such terror in her eyes. She says, I have raised these children for 18 years and now they're both growing up and they're moving out of here. And my big reward for all that I've been through is this dog as dumb as mud and you. Yippee-yahoo! Rascal looked at me in disbelief. He said, she can't be talking about you and me. She has got us to spend the rest of her whole life with. Would you please tell her how incredibly lucky she is? And I said, who is gonna love you any better than this? We'll wake you up every morning with the big wet kisses. When you hear the police sirens in the neighborhood, we'll throw our hands up in the air and we howl for you. And that's cool. You gotta admit that's pretty cool. I don't believe that we'd succeeded in convincing her of the outrageous good fortune that had just befallen her. In fact, instead of looking happy as she could be, she looked a little bit, well, you know, suicidal to me. But hey, kids go to college and kids move away. With dogs and husbands, that's who stays. To you it seems like a terrible trick of fate. But me and Rascal don't see it that way. Well, we're thinking, ain't we cuddly, ain't we cute? We're both real funny, we're both real true. And there's another thing about us that is very cool. If you scratch us on our belly, our left leg moves. You gotta admit that's cruel. Okay, so maybe we ain't that smart. We're a couple of mutts with a lot of heart. But no one could ever love you better or give you more loyalty than this dog is dumb as mud. Than this dog is dumb as mud. Whoa, 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 whoa. This dog is dumb as mud. And me. How lucky can one girl be? She's got a dog like you and a man like me. We'll be together well into the next century. Put that knife down, baby. You know, Rascal, I don't think Mama's too happy. Maybe we should sing for her. She always likes that. You know, appears to be a lot of potential canines in the audience this afternoon. Maybe we told them about the domestic difficulties that we're having on the home front. They might chime in, sing along. Maybe not. You know, this is the first show, and one of these versions of this song is going to get on the record. Might not be you guys. You know, normally if you walk by a building like this, and you heard 350 people howling inside, it might cause some curiosity. But here in the folk community, and I think particularly in Greenwich Village, somebody walking by this building in a few minutes is just going to think, just another workshop. Inner peace through group howling. Alright? This is where we find out whether you're any good or not. Ow!
The true and terrible trials of Waldo the dog.
Waldo lost his balls today. He does not want to go out and play. He knows some wrong has been done. Waldo, he was real well hung. Now what could have been will not now be. Waldo's wheels are his story. It bent a rim, he sprung a spoke. They caught him fixed, but he's feeling broke. Now if you run into Waldo's two missing little flowers, he'd like to know why they had to go. He kept them clean for hours. Now it's just a leaf without the bud. Waldo's sleeve has lost its stud. It's a brand new game for the girls and boys. Let's find Waldo's toys. If Waldo had two legs, not four, they would have cut less, they would have left more. They'd have left the engine, taken the fuel. Waldo'd still have the family jewels and his holy heat-seeking device. He's a board game now without the dice. If only he could have realized the joys of having been vasectomized. In a better world, Waldo would have had just one night where he could be real bad with a little dog about to get spayed. Just once Waldo could have gotten laid, and he'd have the memory all his life. Before his gonads met the knife, with a little restraint, opposable thumbs, Waldo's something different might have been done. But he's lying out back feeling low. Waldo's balls have ceased to roll.
Bye. Fido is our dog, a good dog is he. Fido died last spring, unexpectedly, but we never cried. We knew what to do. Fido was freeze-dried. Now he's good as new. He sits on the porch staring at the sky. Fido never moves, never blinks an eye. And he never barks, friends come to the door. And he never bites the mailman anymore. And our yard is clean, there's no doggy do. Neighbors can't complain. Theirs is clean now too. One day we applied something rather neat. Roller skates on each of Fido's four flat feet. We go for a roll where other doggies run. Fido looks content. He must be having fun. Fido's doing well. Never scratches fleas, never chases cars, never gets rabies. Fido's a good dog, always by our side. Here's a tip for you, have your dog freeze-dried.
Okay, this is called The Shameful Ballad of Lijah, the Precocious Orchard Queen. Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. For 8 months before that, we're hitching down the road with a dog named Elijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Elijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. Dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, Elijah was a right down beneath me. To my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on town. I hit a Cocker Spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking two direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring him up right. You feed him Alpo, you keep him tied at night. You try to teach him morals, you try to teach him about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no, one day, they're an innocent child. Next day, you know, they're out running so wild. Lijah, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. Hey, the word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And you're over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? Yeah. All right, the next morning, I took a pair of my BVD underwear and I put them on Elijah and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Elijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Cause Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Elijah's underwear. They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, the Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He's up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
Oh, wow. Just as it starts getting interesting, he turns it down. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, we're done here, I think, pretty much. We started that set with Cheech and Chong, of course.
Black Lassie.
Following that, Jimmy B and the Stingers. Jimmy Barrett is a blind artist who did a lot of dog songs, apparently, and I'm going to try and find some of those because I just found kind of a tangential reference to him with a lot of dog song titles, so I'll see if I can track some of those down. Terry Jacks after that, Put the Bone In, the other classical type dog song. That was the flip side of his mega hit Seasons in the Sun, and they put this on the flip side so that nobody would pay much attention to it and deal with Seasons in the Sun only. Backfire! Terry and his wife are now involved in the Canadian environmental causes. And I'll put up a link to his Wikipedia page, which is actually fairly interesting. After that, Sesame Street, Has Anybody Seen My Dog? And then Dan White and Rascal. Now, this is not the Dan White who shot Harvey Milk and George Moscone. This is a guy who plays guitar and is kind of funny. And I have a MySpace page for him. I think it's him. I'll put that up as well. We heard from the sad story of Waldo the Dog from Cozy Sheridan, and Freeze-Dried Fido from Joe Keefe, and then Dan White again, and the story of Elijah. Naughty Elijah. So, all right, that does it for now. I'll see what I can do about finding more dog songs. There's apparently more of them out there than I suspected. And I will find them. I will bring them to you, I promise, but not for a while. So, and also, you know, if you're wondering where the cat songs are, they're coming, they're coming. I want you to put down in your calendar now that on February 8th of every year is Cat Day. All right, so write that in your calendar, and we'll celebrate that when the time comes. But that's 6 months from today, isn't it? Or almost today. So start your shopping now for your kitty friends. So I'll see you next week. We have a mystery tune for you here. It's not really a tune, but it's something else. From a guy who is best noted for impersonating someone else. I'll let you chew on that for a while. And remember this. When you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it seems like a good way to close out the show. I'll see you next week. Stay cool.
That English bulldog.
That is Sir Basil. He's presiding over tonight's meeting.
Tonight, fellow canines, we are confronted with a matter of the utmost gravity. One of our number has committed a dastardly act which threatens to destroy the good name which dogs have long enjoyed in the world of men. Will the prisoner please step forward?
What is this all about? What prisoner?
That one there. That German police dog standing between the two boxers.
You heard what the judge said, Fitz. Get out there.
Prisoner, step forward and state your name.
My name is Fritz Wolfgang Schleswig-Holstein. License number 630-7.
And would you tell the court the name of your master?
My name is Fritz Wolfgang Schleswig-Holstein.
The name of your master?
Under the articles of the Geneva Convention, I am only required to tell you my name and license number.
You are directed to give me the name.
I will tell you his master's name. I am not afraid. His master's name is Sergeant Otis Spurlock of the Alabama State Police.
Order, 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 order. You're behaving like a pack of people. Prisoner, how do you plead?
I refuse to plead. I will not submit to a kangaroo court conducted by a bunch of dogs. I demand to lawyer.
He's right. He's entitled to counsel. I'll defend him.
Oh, Sherry, he doesn't deserve it. He would never give you such a chance. Believe me, I know the Bosch.
Stand aside. Stand aside, sir. I'm ready to defend you because I believe in the American way. According to the Constitution, everyone shall have a right to a fair and impartial...
Oh, shut up!
What?
Shut up, you mongrel hound. Your Honor, I demand another lawyer. This dog has mixed blood and I am of pure stock. My pedigree paper shows that my great-great-grandfather was Rudolf of Stuttgart and my mother was a blue-ribbon Bavarian blue blood.
Duh! What did he say?
I was a blue... keep your pushy box up. What the hell are you...
Silence! Oh, man. Silence. Now, listen here. Von Rittendorf, you have no alternative. I hereby appoint as your counsel this... what is your name?
Prince.
Prince?
Some prince. The only papers he got are the ones he was housebroken on.
Enough, enough. Defense counsel, proceed.
Very well, Your Honor. Now, sir, you are charged with attacking people. Are you guilty?
Oh, good gracious, no. I have always been a peaceful dog. There is nothing I used to like better than to sit in front of the fire and have my master file my fangs. And then they drafted me.
Are you trying to say, sir, that you were forced to attack people against your will?
But of course, you nice mongrel, you. I was only following orders. All of us were. The officers made us do it. They are the guilty ones. What's the matter? Didn't you see Judgment at Nuremberg?
Then how do you answer to the charge of biting children?
For those children? Nobody told me.
We've heard enough. Turn them over to the dog catcher.
We had a good day going until you came along. Judge, just give me 1 minute alone with him at the alley.
Couchant, you are not a dog. You are a pig.
Comrades, please. When it comes to this kind of thing, listen to a Russian wolfhound. Your Honor, may I speak?
Very well, Boris. Please be brief.
Thank you. In Russia, we have very simple method for dealing with undesirables. How do we do that? I'm glad I asked. When we don't like something, we decide does not exist.
I beg your pardon.
We make believe never happened.
You mean like Joseph Stalin?
Who?
I see what you mean, but what bearing has that on this case?
It's very simple. Since prisoner has disgraced all dogs, prisoner is no longer a dog.
No longer a dog? What on earth do you mean?
From now on, he's a cat. Hey, you, Fritz, you're a cat.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Shut up, pussycat. Go. Go chase a mouse before we bite you in pieces.
You can't do this to me. Meow. Meow.